我为了呢要拍这个夜景的全景呢，我就一直往后退了。
And in order to capture the nightfall by its entirety, I continued to pull back.
当阿主带教的时候呢，已经太晚了。我一早打空，我就要掉在这个湖里面。
And I pulled back so much that even when Audrey was about to warn me, I almost fell into the lake.
在这一刹那之间，你知道我想到的一件事情是什么事情呢？
And do you know exactly what crossed my mind when it happened?
对啊，那 Grace 为什么这么聪明？就是我的交上机千万不要掉进水里面。
And it's amazing that Grace is so smart that I was concerned with my camera for not to fall into the water.
结果呢，我的确呢，就在我跌下去的这一刻，先把我太太说，你双手把你的救生机放在这个码头上面，你一个人才掉下去。
And according to my wife's description, it is exactly that. The split second before I fell into the water, I laid the camera down on the dock with both hands before I fell into the water.
那么 Audrey 见到我掉下去，她首先就是求救啊。
So my wife went for help right away when she saw me falling into the water.
她见其实水呢淹过我的头的时候呢，她后来告诉我，她第一的反应呢就是她跳下去去救我。
When she saw the water has risen above over my head, her first reaction was to jump in the water to save me.
后来我自己就游回来，那么就爬上去这个码头了。
But I managed to swim back myself and pull myself up onto the dock.
这件事情让我明白一个事情。
And this incident allowed me to help me understand one thing.
就是呢，我太太愿意牺牲她的生命去救我。
I understood that my wife was willing to sacrifice her own life in order to save me.
但是我呢，却愿意牺牲我的生命救我的相机。
On the other hand, however, I was willing to sacrifice my life to save my camera.
我们最近小组看一本书叫Purpose-Driven Life.
And our small group recently has been studying this book by the name of Purpose-Driven Life.
Rick Warren 牧师呢，在书里面呢讲了一句话，他说 "The way you see your life shape your life."
And Pastor Rick Warren said this in this book that the way you see your life will shape your life.
就是你怎么看人生，就决定你的人生了。
So the way you see your life is going to decide how you live your life.
你怎么看你的人生呢？
So how do you see your life?
人生的意义是什么？
What is the meaning of life to you?
人生的价值也是什么呢？
What is the value of life to you?
我相信呢，今天保罗在罗马书第十三章十一到十四节呢，会帮助我们解决这个问题。
And I believe Paul in verses 11 through 14 in the 13th chapter of the book of Romans will answer this question for us.
他告诉我们呢，一个正确的人生观应该是怎么样。
And Paul explains to us what the correct view for life should be.
当你要定下你的人生观之前呢，你必须要知道有一件事情是会影响我们的人生的。
Before you settle on a view for your life, you need to understand there are things that can impact our lives or impact your views.
这个在13章的11节里面呢，保罗说，再者，我晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒的时候。
And this is that stated in verse 11 of chapter 13 when Paul says, and do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber.
保罗第一句话的意思就是我们晓得现在是什么时候。
What Paul meant here with this first sentence here is that we should understand what the time is.
就好像呢，我们晓得现在是什么季节一样。
Just like we should know what the season is.
因为这个字现今这个字应该可以翻成季节跟时代这个意思。
Because the phrase present time can be interpreted as season or time age.
Okay. 所以呢，你知道现在是什么季节的，会影响你怎么看你的人生。
So if you know what season it is, so to speak, it can affect your view about your life.
我们知道呢，我们一年就有四季。
We know that there are four seasons in a year.
现在就是秋季。
Right now it's autumn.
但是你还记得上个礼拜我们的温度还到75度啊？
Do you remember, though, however, that last week our temperature still reached 75 degrees?
如果在当时，我告诉你啊，这天气这么好，我要开始播种犁田，我要开始种东西了。你觉得我怎么样
？So if I had told you last week that I was going to till the ground and I was going to fertilize and plant things.What would you have thought?
你当然会告诉我你是浪费时间，因为我们现在已经是秋季了。
But if I believe you will tell me that I will be wasting my time because we are in autumn season already.
我们很快就会这个温度就会跌下去，好像今天一样，就不回头了。要到明年我们才有这个机会去种东西。
You would say that very quickly that the temperature will be dropping just like it has been, and not until next year before it starts to rise again.
保罗告诉我们，他说，你们知道现在是什么季节啊？
So Paul asks us with this verse, do we know what the season is?
在圣经里面呢，人类的历史只有两个季节。
In biblical terms, in man's history, there are only two seasons.
就是近视跟勇士。
And the two seasons are this age and the age to come.
没有第三个季节，这个季节也不会重复的，是一条直线。
There's no third season, and the season does not repeat itself. It's a continuous progression.
近视就是我们现在看见的这个世界。
Today's age is the world that we're living in right now.
但是圣经也告诉我们呢，我们现在生活在这个世界的是一个反对神的一个世界。
But the Bible has also told us that this age, this world that we're living in, is a anti-God age.
还有呢，这个世界呢是一个暂时的一个世界。
And also that this world is a temporary world.
这个就是约翰一书第二章十七节里面讲到了，这世界和其中的情欲都要过去。
And that's what it meant when it said in 1 John chapter 2 verse 17 that the world in its desires will pass away.
勇士呢，就是近视的下一个时代。
The age to come is the next stage after this age.
为什么叫我翻译它从勇士呢？因为这个是一个永远的。时代。
Why do I translate it into? Why do I describe it as an eternal age? Because this age will last eternally.
也是一个神掌权的一个世界。
And this is also a world that's under God's authority.
所以呢，圣经告诉我，有的时候形容这个是年代呢，就是神的国，或者是天国。
And in some cases, they describe this era, this age, as God's kingdom or heavenly kingdom.
保罗其实是提醒我们，我们现在就是站在这个人生两个季节的交叉点。
And what Paul is describing to us is that the age that we're living in right now is at the transitioning phase between the two ages.
我形容呢，我们就好像呢站在一个改朝换代的季节当中。
So the way I look at it is like we are living in the changes of seasons.
如果你不准备面对将来这个季节的时候呢，你的损失是很大的。
If you're not prepared to face the new age, you will suffer great losses.
我妈妈的家乡呢是东莞的。
My mother's state is by the name of Dongguan.
有没有人从东莞来的？
Do we have anyone here from Dongguan?
我太太，我妈妈告诉我呢，她小的时候最快乐的事情是什么呢？
And my mom told me that the thing that made her happiest times when she was a childhood
就是呢，她可以爬上这个荔枝树上面吃荔枝。
That she was able to climb the lychee tree and to pick the lychee fruits.
他说呢，吃完呢就在树上睡觉。
And after she fulfilled herself, she was able to sleep in the tree.
睡完以后又再吃。
And after she finished her nap, she can continue her eating and picking.
所以你知道我外公一生人的梦就是拥有一个荔枝园。
So you can understand from this that my grandfather's lifelong dream was to have a plantation full of lychee trees.
第二次世界大战的时候呢，我外公就带同家人呢跑出来香港了。And
during World War II, my grandfather brought his entire family to Hong Kong.
那么1945年，二次世界大战就完了。And
the war ended in 1945.
中国也进到一个改朝换代的年代。And
China also entered into a changes of seasons.
很多在东莞的同乡呢就跑出来香港。And
a lot of the people from the same area also came to Hong Kong.
有一个同乡呢就找我外公，他说，我现在可以很便宜的把我的荔枝园卖给你，你要不要？
And at that time, a person from that native area offered his lychee plantation to my grandfather.
我妈妈当时大概是十多岁了，她听到了就极力的反对了。My
mother at the time was probably a teenager, and she opposed vividly.
她知道了共产党快要来了。Because
she knew that communists was about to take over.
所以呢，将来就是将来的时代跟她我。
So the society that's about to come is different from the one that my grandfather was familiar with.
但是我外公不听了，他觉得还是会跟从前一样的，所以他就把这个荔枝园买下来。But
my grandfather disagreed. He believed that the time would not change, and so he took the offer of the from this other person and bought the plantation.
那么，的确，共产党来到的时候，这个荔枝园也归国家了。So
it did happen that when the communists arrived, that the plantation became nationalized.
保罗提醒我们，我们现在的季节就是一个改朝换代的季节。And
what Paul is reminding us here is that the age that we're living in now is during the change of seasons.
我们是从近世转到永世的一个交叉点。We
are in transition now, going from this age to the eternal age.
还有呢，保罗呢，不单只告诉我们站在这个转变当中呢，他还告诉我们呢，这个转变很快就来了。Paul
is not only telling us that we're in the midst of changes, but Paul is also telling us that the changes are about to begin.
11节下半节呢，他讲到了，因为我们得救，现今被错信的时候更近了。And
the reason is because Paul told us that in the second half of verse 11, our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed.
保罗形容永世的完全的来临呢，他形容是我们得救。The
way Paul described the complete arrival of the age to come is implied in the statement that our salvation.
但是我们不是已经得救了，如果你来是一个基督徒，你大概知道我们信主的时候已经得救了，为什么保罗又讲到我们将来会得救呢？
But you may be asking, why is Paul talking about being saved again? Aren't we saved as Christians already? But why will we have to be saved again in the age to come?
因为原因呢，就是圣经里面呢，的确形容我们信主的时候是我们的得救，他就用一个过去式去形容，也讲到我们现在好像正在这个得救当中，是形容我们成圣的生活。但是呢，圣经也提醒我们，将来有一个日子，就是我们得荣耀的时候，这个就是我们可以说完全得到我们救恩的时候。
The fact is, it's all true. We were saved, biblically, we were saved when we were converted, when we put our faith in Lord Jesus Christ. But we are currently, we're in the process of being saved, and that is through our sanctification process. And in the future, we are to be saved because that becomes our glorification.
这个事情的发生呢，我们将来的救恩就是 跟耶稣再一次回来, 是同一天的。
So this future salvation is going to happen on the same day when Jesus returns back to this world.
那么耶稣什么时候回来呢？
So when does Jesus return?
那么呢，这个我们就要翻到呢，帖撒罗尼迦的前书第五章里面去看了，第一到第二、第三节。
And that is spelled out to us in the first book of Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 1 through 3.
第五章的第一到第二节，他说：“弟兄们，论到时候一词，不用写信给你们，因为你们知道，自己明明晓得主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。”
Verses 1 and 2 tell us that now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night.
夜间的贼是什么时候来的？
So what time does the thief in the night come?
当然他不会告诉你了，要不然他是一个贼，他当然你是不知道他是什么时候来了。
Of course, the thief will not tell you because he's a thief, so he's not going to tell you when he's going to come.
所以耶稣再回来的时候呢，也像好像一个贼一样的，就是没有任何的预兆，他就可以来到的。
So the return of Jesus is going to be like a thief coming in the night. There will be no signs or foretelling signs when he's going to come.
但是呢，第三节呢，他继续的讲，人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。
Then verse 3 continues to say that while people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape.
的确我们不能够告诉你耶稣是什么哪一天哪一年哪一天哪一个时间来到，但是呢第三节却比喻耶稣来临呢好像一个妇人生孩子一样。
It is true that we will not be able to tell you exactly what time, what date, what year Jesus will come back. But verse 3 does tell us that Jesus' arrival is like a pregnant woman.
意思就是，虽然你不知道他是什么时候生孩子，但是你看他的肚子怎么大了，你知道他快要生了，是不是？
So what that means is, yes, it is true. We don't know exactly when this woman is going to give birth to the child, but we do know that from the body shape of this woman, that she's going to deliver a child pretty soon.
保罗是提醒我们，耶稣再回来的日子，其实比我们信主的哪一天更近了。
So what Paul is reminding us here, that the day that Jesus returned is closer than to us than the day that we received Christ.
我记得呢，在1984年的时候呢，我来美国的时候，听一位牧师叫陈洪博牧师讲到了圣经的预言的时候呢。
I remember back in 1984 when I came to the United States, I listened to this Reverend Paul Lee Tan talking about biblical prophecies.
他就解释了耶稣，他把圣经里面所有有关末世的预言放在一起的时候，他就让你看见，其实耶稣回来的日子的确是很近。
So what he was able to do, he compiled all the prophecies regarding end times, and then able to show you that indeed the day that Jesus returns is very near.
我们很高兴呢，明年的T4C 的夏令会呢，再一次请到陈牧师来到Twin City 里面讲这个题目。
We are very happy to learn that that T4C's summer retreat next year will once again have Reverend Tan to speak to us.
我鼓励大家一同去参加。
I encourage everyone to attend.
因为当你听完以后，你就觉得原来耶稣呢，的确就是很快就会回来。
Because I believe after you listen, you will also come under the impression that the return of Jesus is imminent.
最后保罗呢，在十二节里面告诉我们，其实我们这个转变呢，就是从近视转到勇士，这个转变已经开始了。
And in verse 12, Paul continues to tell us that the transition, the change from this age to the age to come, it has begun already.
12节, 他说, 黑夜已深, 白昼将近,
because verse 12 starts out by saying that the night is nearly over and the day is almost here.
已深这个字呢, 就是讲到了, 已经到了最后的阶段。
What nearly over means is that this is toward the very end phase of the stage.
如果你喜欢看球赛的时候呢, 我形容了这个就是我们说 2-minute warning, 最后两分钟的时间。
So if you like to watch ball games, this is what I would call the 2-minute warning time.
保罗用白昼来形容这个勇士。
And what Paul is doing here is using daylight or daytime to represent the age to come.
他讲到了白昼将近。
And he's talking about that the daytime is almost here.
他的意思呢，就是，将近的意思就是来临的意思。还有呢，他是用一个完成式，他的意思就是他已经开始来临了。So
when he says almost here, what he means that it's coming, and grammatically means that the process of this coming has started already.
所以呢，如果你看这个，就是我们今天的世代，就是呢。 只是呢,
so if you look at the slide, it shows where we are today, and it's gradually transitioning over.
它什么时候开始慢慢过去的? 就是耶稣第一次来了。So
when does it begin to start to transition over to the next stage, to the next age? It's when Jesus first came to this world.
当耶稣第一次来的时候，他承受这个咒恩，就已经开始勇士的。 你可以说勇士就开始在我们这个世界去发生。So
when Jesus first came and he fulfilled our salvation, then the start of the age to come had begun at that point.
当耶稣再来的时候呢, 他就会来审判这个世界。When
Jesus comes again, he's here to judge this world.
他审判这个世界的时候呢, 那么勇士就完全 临到这个地上。
And when the judgment begins, and that is when the eternal age, or the age that was supposed to come, has arrived in completed form.
所以保罗的意思就是说, 我们这个转变已经开始了, 还有就是他肯定这个转变呢, 是会完成的。
So Paul is affirming here is that the changes have begun, and he also believes that the changes will be completed.
所以影响我们人生的一件事情，就是耶稣快要回来了。So
what should impact our view about our life is the fact that Jesus will return very quickly.
他回来的时候就要审判这个世界。And
when he returns, he will be judging this world.
任何人不把这个事情放在他的人生观里面，他就是一个无知的人。Anyone
who does not incorporate this fact into his view for his life, then he's a foolish person.
就好像我外公当时买这个荔枝园一样。
Just like my maternal grandfather who bought the lychee plantation back in 45.
耶稣再来是一个事实。
The return of Jesus is a fact.
事实的意思就是你喜不喜欢这个 这个事情发生呢, 它还是会发生的。
What I mean by a fact is that whether we'd like it to happen or not, it's going to happen.
你唯一可以做的事情, 就是预备你的人生去见耶稣。
The only thing we can do is to prepare our lives so we can face Jesus.
所以你可以说, 人生就是为了预备见神。
So you can pretty much summarily saying that our life here is to prepare ourselves in order for us to see Jesus.
我已经讲过，耶稣再回来的时候会审判这个世界。
I already said that when Jesus returns, he'll be judging this world.
那么我告诉你一个事实，就是圣经告诉我们，将来面对神审判的人，大部分人都不会通过神的审判。And
I will tell you another fact that of all the people that will be facing Jesus' judgment, most of them will not pass that judgment.
包括这些，你可以说，包括这些来教会的人，他都不一定通过。
Including all of us who come to church, that does not guarantee that we will pass that judgment.
耶稣呢，曾经在马太福音七章的二十二、二十三节呢，里面他曾经这样子说。
In Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 22 to 23, Jesus said the following.
当那日，必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
Matthew chapter 7, verses 22-23. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, do we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, in your name perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I will never knew you, and away from me, you evildoers.
这些人呢，知道耶稣就是他们的主，知道耶稣就是神呢。
These people knew that Jesus is their Lord, that Jesus is God.
还有呢，他们是很热情的。他说：“主啊，主啊”，都这样子称呼耶稣。
And they greeted Jesus with a great deal of enthusiasm because they said, "Lord, Lord."
还有呢，他们侍奉神。
And they also served the Lord.
还有呢，他们经历神的神迹奇事。
And they also experienced the Lord.
但是耶稣怎么回答他？我不认识你们。
But how did Jesus respond to them? Jesus said that I.Never knew you.
原因是什么？
Why so?
因为耶稣说你们这些恶人。
Because Jesus said that you, the evildoers.
因为他们是作恶的人，所以耶稣说我从来不认识你。
Because these people did evils, and that's why Jesus said that he never knew them.
当然，这些人从来没有想过他自己是一个恶人呢。
Of course, these people never regard themselves as people who do evils.
为什么很少人将来会通过神的审判呢？
Why is it that very few people actually will survive God's judgment?
因为很少人晓得自己是一个罪人。
Because very few people view ourselves as evildoers.
你可能呢，知道自己是一个不完美的一个人。
Perhaps you understand that we are not perfect people.
但是我们一般人的想法就是，如果我受练一下，我努力一下，我也可以达到神的标准呢。
Because, but a lot of us would think that even though we're not perfect, but if we go through enough trials and we work a little harder, that we will be able to reach God's standards.
但是我希望呢，从圣经里面去提醒大家。
But I hope to remind everyone.From a biblical standpoint,
就是在以赛亚书六十四章的第六节，他说：“我们都像不洁净的人呢，所有的衣都像污秽的衣服。”
In Book Isaiah chapter 64 verse 6, it says that all of us have become like who is unclean, and all our righteous acts are the filthy rags.
如果我们不换我们这件污秽的衣服，你是不能够进神的国的。
If we don't change out this filthy rag that we have on, we're not going to be able to enter God's kingdom.
这个就是为什么保罗写罗马书十三章的时候，他的结论就是我们要佩戴主耶稣。
And that is why Paul at the end of chapter 13 concluded that we need to clothe ourselves with Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要把主耶稣呢，好像衣服一样穿在自己身上。
We must be putting Lord Jesus Christ on us like a piece of clothing.
这个是好像一个比喻，解释我们怎么接受神的救恩。
This is a comparative analogy that tells us how to receive God's saving grace.
这个就是以赛亚书六十一章第十节说，因他的拯救为衣给我穿上，以公义为袍给我配上。
That's basically stated in Isaiah chapter 61 verse 10, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of his righteousness.
你知道当你穿上耶稣好像一份衣服这样子穿上的时候，你就能通过神的审判吗？
Do you realize that when you clothe yourself with Lord Jesus Christ, like you clothe yourself with a piece of clothing, then you will be able to pass God's judgment?
那么你可能问我，哎，那么哪里去买这件衣服呢？
So right away you may ask me, where can I go buy such a piece of clothing?
只是呢，圣经告诉我，不是用钱买的，也不是用我们的功劳去换的。
And, but the Bible tells us that this piece of clothing cannot be purchased with money or with labor.
只是呢，神的救恩是一个免费的一个救恩。God's
salvation is a free salvation.
加拉太书3:26-27说，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子，你们受洗归入基督的，都是佩戴基督了。
In the book of Galatians, chapter 3, verses 26, 27, they say, So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ.
当你信耶稣的时候, 你就成为神的儿女了。
So when you believe in Jesus Christ, you have become children of God.
当你信耶稣的时候, 你就圣灵就把你 放在耶稣的身上，好像你穿上耶稣作为衣服一样。
So when you believed in Jesus, then the Holy Spirit places you on Jesus Christ, like you have put Jesus Christ on as a clothing.
其实这个就是水礼的象征，就是象征我们与基督同时同埋葬同服。
And this is the reason why we go to water baptism. This is the symbolism behind the water baptism, that we have died and resurrected and ascended with Jesus. So how can we clothe ourselves with Lord Jesus Christ? So first we must confess and repent that we are sinners, like we have been wearing filthy rags.
那么如果你接受耶稣在十字架为你所成就的救恩的时候，你就是佩戴主耶稣。
So when you receive the God's saving grace through Jesus Christ, then it's like you're clothing yourself with Lord Jesus Christ.
罗马书13:11-14呢，其实
Actually, these four verses, 11 through 14 in this chapter, were not written for unbelievers. They were actually written for brothers and sisters.
那么你会问一个问题，就是那么我信主的时候，我已经佩戴主耶稣了，为什么保罗还是在十四节的时候再一次告诉我们我们要怎样做呢？
So you may ask why Paul would continue to remind us this in verse 14, but in fact, when I was saved, I already clothed myself with Lord Jesus Christ.
原因就是你信主的时候呢，你是地位上面好像已经佩戴主耶稣。
What that means is that when we receive Jesus Christ, it's like status-wise, we are equivalent to clothing ourselves with Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我们生活行为上面呢，没有表现我们地位上面的这个事实。But
however, the way we have conducted our lives have not reflected our status.
所以呢，保罗是命令我们呢，他说我们要在生活上面表现出来。 当你披戴主耶稣的时候，你就会像他，你要表现你的生活，要表现好像主耶稣一样。So
what Paul is doing is commanding us that as we clothe ourselves with Lord Jesus Christ, then our daily lives must reflect Jesus Christ.
那么一个像耶稣的人是一个怎么样的一个人呢？
So what is a person who is very much like? What is a person who is Christ-like? Should behave.
那么十四节后面呢，他说，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
The second half, verse 14, says that do not think about how to gratify the desires of a sinful nature.
安排的意思呢，就是预先计划。
Do not think about it, meaning that do not plan ahead.
私欲呢, 这个是就是我们所有的欲念。
And this desires of our sinful nature is all the desires from our flesh.
其实呢,这个事情,其实我们的欲念包括我们的, 好像你食欲啊,性欲啊, 你追求平安的这个欲念, 这些都是神所创造的,都是一些好的事情呢。
The desires from our flesh include, for example, our appetite, our sexual desires, and our desire for peace. These were all actually created by God in us, and these are good things.
但是呢, 保罗提醒我们, 如果你像耶稣的时候呢, 你不应该, 你的人生不应该是给这些, 欲念去控制, 去, 引导你,
but what Paul is reminding us here is that when we become Christ-like, then our lives cannot be led by these desires.
当你披戴主耶稣的时候,
so when we clothe ourselves with Lord Jesus Christ, we will become Christ-like.
那么耶稣是怎么过生活的?
So how does Jesus live his life?
耶稣说呢,
and what Jesus has said is that he will do what God wills him to do.
他在, 约翰福音的第五章二十节, 他说, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 指, 这是指到耶稣, 凭着自己不能做什么, 唯有看见父所做的职才能做, 父所做的事, 职也照样做。
In the book of John chapter 5, Jesus gave them this answer, very truly, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does.
简单来说,耶稣的人生的目标呢,就是遵守神的旨意。
So quite simply speaking, the objective of Jesus' life is to obey God's commandments.
他不会做任何的决定呢,是
He will not do anything outside of God's will.
其实如果这个也是我们人生的目标的时候，那么我们人生就简化很多了。If
this also becomes our life goal, then our life will be much simplified.
所有不符合神的心意的事情，我们都不会做。We
will not do anything that's not according to God's will.
这个就是呢，为什么呢？保罗在十二、十三节呢，告诉我们呢，我们不要跟世人一样。And
that is why Paul tells us in verses 12 and 13, let's not be like the rest of the world.
不要呢，跟好像世人呢，过一个黑暗的生活一样。And
that's not live out. That's not conduct our deeds of darkness like the rest of the world.
因为十二节呢，他说。 十二十三节他说黑夜已深白昼将近我们就当脱去暗昧的行为戴上光明的兵器行事为人要端正好像行在白昼不可放任醉酒不可好事邪荡不可正静直到。Because
in verses of 12 and 13 Paul said that the night is nearly over, the day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy.
弟兄姊妹,如果耶稣今天回来的时候,你预备好没有呢?
Brothers and sisters, if Jesus returned today, are you ready to face him?
你有没有披戴主耶稣?
Have we clothed ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus' righteousness, does it reside in our heart? Does our daily life reflect the fact that Jesus lives in our lives?
我们的生活是 由我们的欲念去控制呢，还是由神的旨意去控制呢？
Is our life controlled by God's will or by the desires of our sinful nature?
如果你知道你已经披戴主耶稣，还有每一天都是这样子做的时候，你就知道你已经预备好见耶稣。
So if you have clothed yourselves with Lord Jesus Christ, and you do so on an everyday basis, then you know you're ready to face Jesus.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
当我们回顾我们的人生的时候，只是很多时候我们跟不信神的人的生活没有两样。
When we reflect upon the lives that we have lived, we come to the realization that our lives have not been all that different from those who do not believe in you.
很多人追求地上的满足，我们也是一样。
Many people seek out the gratification from this world, and we're no different.
世人怎么栽培他们的儿女，我们也用同一个方法。
The world has raised the children a certain way, and we're not that different.
他们是为了他们的私欲去生存，难道我们也是一样吗？
And are we the same as those who have lived out their life according to the desires of their sinful nature?
我求主赦免我们过去的罪。
We ask Lord to forgive our past sins.
帮助我们佩戴主耶稣。
Help us clothe ourselves with Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们的生活也是为了遵行主的旨意。
And help us live a life that's according to God's will.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。
And listen to our prayer, and we pray in Jesus' name.